Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when you're dragging yourself through the week, hitting snooze way too many times, and your to-do list feels like Mount Everest? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to reclaim your energy, boost your mood, and actually feel good about tackling life's challenges? Well, friends, today is your lucky day. We're diving into the power of self-care, not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. But building a personalized plan that fuels your well-being and makes you feel like the best version of yourself. Now, before we get started, let's be real. Self-care isn't about being selfish or indulging in every whim. It's about intentionally making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as investing in yourself, because a well-nourished you is a happier, more productive, and resilient you. So, how do we actually build this self-care plan that works for us? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, ditch the one-size-fits-all mentality. Self-care isn't about following some Pinterest perfect checklist. What energizes one person might drain another. Think about what truly recharges you. Maybe it's hiking in nature, reading a good book, catching up with friends, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate. Listen to your inner voice and prioritize activities that bring you joy and peace. Second, schedule it in. You wouldn't miss an important meeting or deadline, would you? Well, treat self-care appointments with the same level of importance. Block out time in your calendar for those activities that nourish your soul. Even 15 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Third, be kind to yourself. Seriously, we're all human, and we're going to have good days and bad days. It's okay if you miss a self-care session or two. Just pick it back up where you left off. Don't beat yourself up over it. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal here. Next, set realistic goals. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start small and gradually incorporate more self-care practices into your routine. You can build a solid foundation of well-being by focusing on one or two key areas at a time. And finally, don't be afraid to experiment. Self-care is a journey, not a destination. Try different activities, see what resonates with you, and adjust your plan as needed. The most important thing is to find what works best for you and makes you feel good. Ever felt like you're running on empty? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, let alone take care of yourself. I'm talking about that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a grocery store aisle, and your energy levels are plummeting faster than the stock market after a surprise announcement. Well, picture this. You're heading into work on Monday morning, but instead of dreading the day, you feel energized and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. You've got that glow about you, the kind that says, "I'm taking care of myself, and I'm feeling good." That's the power of a well-crafted self-care plan. Now, let me share a quick story. My friend Sarah used to be one of those people who constantly felt overwhelmed and stressed. She'd juggle work deadlines, family responsibilities, and social commitments, leaving little room for anything else. She'd hit the snooze button way too many times, skip meals, and burn the candle at both ends. Then, she decided to make a change. She started incorporating small self-care practices into her day, taking short walks during her lunch break, practicing yoga before bed, and carving out time for hobbies she loved. Guess what? Her energy levels soared, her stress melted away, and she actually felt more productive. It was like a switch flipped. Sarah realized that by prioritizing herself, she could be a better friend, partner, and employee. And that's the beauty of self-care. It's not just about taking care of your physical health, but also your mental, emotional, and social well-being. So, what's the takeaway? Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember to listen to your body, honor your needs, and prioritize activities that bring you joy and peace. Ready to level up your self-care game? I challenge you to start with one small change today. Take a 5-minute break to stretch, go for a short walk, or simply sit in silence and breathe. Every little step counts. Share your self-care stories with me on social media. I love hearing how you're taking care of yourselves. And don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Declutter, so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and insights to help you live a happier, more fulfilling life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.